So today's daf is Shabbos daf Samechei. So one of the discussions in the Gemara was the debate between Rav and Shmuel. In order to understand the debate between Rav and Shmuel, when it comes to a mikveh, there are two different types of mikvahs broadly. There's what's called a mikveh and a mayan. A mikveh is a gathering of water that you it's poured and it goes from the rain and it goes straight into a pit. And then the second type is what's called a mayan. It's spring water. It's a mikveh. It's a, you can tovel in something. It's spring water that comes from groundwater. A basic one halakhic difference between a mikveh and a mayan is that a mikveh, the water must remain stagnant and spring water can flow. So if you have rainwater and for some reason it's flowing, then if you have a body of water and it's mostly made up of rainwater, then that is a problem. So Rav and Shmuel have this debate about in the Euphrates River. After, let's say in Nisan, after it has rained a lot during the winter season, so is the majority of the river made up of rainwater or is it made up of spring water? What's the difference? If the majority of the water is rainwater, the Euphrates River flows. So if the majority of the water in the Euphrates River in the days of Nisan is rainwater, then it would be invalid to go to the mikveh. Because why? Because the majority of the water is rainwater. Rainwater must not flow. And therefore, you would not be allowed to go to the mikveh. However, Shmuel said that no. He says, generally speaking, even in Nisan, after a lot of rain falls, there's always more spring water. The majority of this body of water is spring water. So it's valid to go to the mikveh even if the river is flowing. So this is a big machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in general when it comes to rivers. Let's say, for example, nowadays when thank God it hasn't happened, but situations where someone cannot go to the mikveh, the classic mikveh, so women can tovel in a lake, women can tovel in an ocean. Can they tovel in a river? So that's a major debate. Do we hold like Rav or do we hold like Shmuel? Do we hold like Rav and therefore we're concerned about the possibility that in any river, at some point, maybe the majority of the water, if you don't know, the majority of the water may come from rainwater, then it's flowing, and then that would be a possible and invalid mikvah. Or do we hold like Shmuel and say, no, even rivers, the way things work is that most of the water is spring water and therefore it's not a problem. Rabbeinu Tam famously holds like the lenient position, Shmuel, and the Rambam, the Rosh, the Maharavi Rutenberg, the Rif, hold like Rav, who's strict. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simon Reshav, Saif Beis, cites this whole discussion, and the Ramah actually concludes that if there's no kosher mikveh available, it's a long sif, and we're a little bit out of time, but the Ramah writes that in Reish Aleph Saif Beis, that if there's no kosher mikveh available, one does not have to stop someone who relies on Rabbeinu Tam to go to the mikveh in the river. His language is, the Shulchan Aruch is strict, and the Ramah writes, Yesh Matir Litbo Bin Haras Kol HaShana, there are those who allow you to go to the mikveh in a river the whole year, Af Bishavsa Keshavim, even in the rainy season. And never mishum the ikar gido hanarhu mimakom mikoro, because most of the river, the water comes from its source. So apparently, in places where there was no alternative, they relied on this and don't prevent them. That's what he. And there are other qualifications here. This is a major machlok. This is a big leniency for Rabbeinu Tam. Ramah quotes it. We try not to rely on it. Two final points relating to this. Mimamakim, which is something that was written by Rav Ephraim Oshri in the Kovna Ghetto. So in Siman Dalad, he writes that in the ghetto in World War II, it was permitted to rely on the Ramah since there was no mikveh available. They could go to the mikveh in the river. And the Chassam Sofer in Yeradeya, Chelek Beis, Siman Reish Beis, discusses a community which doesn't have a mikveh, but there's a nearby river. If the women would go to the mikveh in the river, they would go at the proper time. if they would have to travel to another town to go to the mikvah, they'd have to go during the day so they can travel back that afternoon and night. So is it better to go to the mikvah in the daytime, right, with like, let's say, a mikvah, like, say, not a river, like a regular mikvah? Or is it better to go to the river at night? So the Chassam Sofer disagreed with the local rabbi. The Chassam Sofer felt that going to the mikvah in a river is less of a leniency than going to the mikvah during the daytime. And the leniency of using the river as a mikvah, it, you have what to rely on. So he allowed in those cases. So we have the case in the ghetto in World War II where it was permitted to rely on that. And we also had the case where Chassam Sofer felt better go in the river rather than go during the daytime. Those are the only two options. So the brief survey of